Hello! From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and I'm itching. No new signings or reports of additions to the roster. Ross Hodge does have five assistant coaches. All five were on the North Texas staff last season. So Ross Hodge and his five assistant coaches go from North Texas to West Virginia. I think that's a good thing. I don't mind keeping the staff. You know, let's run it back. Let's get the gang back together. And let's do it in Morgantown. So Johnny Estelle, Phil Forte, Jace Hurl, Mike Randall, Andre Shaw, those are your assistant coaches with Ross Hodge. No building continuity. These guys have been together. And so I think that's good. What else is happening? Javon Small is out there making a bunch of threes at the combine in preparation for the combine. I think he made 46 in a video in a row from the corner. It would be so great for Javon Small to have his name called in the NBA draft next month. West Virginia, we're a couple of months out. We're getting into the slow stretch. We've got a few roster spots still available. So what better time than to do a fantasy draft? I haven't done that in forever on this podcast. It's time to do one. I've invited Troy Van Camp from HailWV.com. We're drafting, and we're drafting players from this decade, from the 2020-2021 season to last season. Here's the fantasy draft with Troy Van Camp. All right, Troy Van Camp, welcome to Unreasonable Doubt, a podcast about West Virginia University basketball.
What's up, man? Glad to be here. Big fan of the show.
Thanks, dude. Really appreciate it. And we're not all the way quiet in the off season, but we're getting close. So it's time to do some, I thought it'd be a good idea to do a fantasy draft. Haven't done one of these on the podcast in a long time. I did one back with the Day One Lifestyle guys. We went through the entirety of my lifetime. I'm selfish. So I just wanted to go on the last five seasons, 2020, 2021, with the gyms empty or half full to last season. You've done your research, Troy, today. You was telling me, as you went through these last 5 years, were you surprised by how much talent there was, lack of talent? Give me your thoughts as you're kind of preparing for this exercise.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I spent a few minutes looking over it and like, oh, I remember that guy. Oh, I remember that guy. Oh, he averaged 17 that year. What? And, you know, some of those moments. And then I think after the first couple names, which I'm not going to give away. I don't want to give any of my big board here. But after the first couple names, obviously there's a drop off. And then I found with the, you know, I did top 20, I think, guys I listed out, you know, 3 through 8, 9, there's a gap. And then there's a little bit of gap, you know, toward the end too. And then I didn't have a hard time though, figuring out who was going to make, you know, the final cut. So that was kind of interesting. It kind of went smoothly for myself. So yeah, go figure.
I mean, you think about, is it the worst stretch we've had in this century? No, it's not. You go to like prime time is third year of Beeline to win the last, like, when Kevin Jones graduates, like that's kind of the golden age. And you pick every 5 year window in between that, and you're going to have a mix kind of like this, some better than others. Now, this one's a special 3 coaches in 5 seasons, Only 2 NCAA tournaments of these 5 seasons, no second weekend in the NCAA tournament. It's been a wild ride the last 5 years, but I agree with you. Like the top of this, I think we're going to do 5 starters, 3 guys on the bench. So 8 guys apiece. And I think with 16, I don't think we'll be like, oh, I can't believe that this guy made a fantasy draft of the last 5 years. But we'll see how it goes. You are the guest, Troy. You get to choose. We'll do the snake draft. Do you want the first pick or do you want 2 picks after and get the second pick?
But that plays into what I was just talking about a little bit, with a little bit of a fall off after the top. Well, let me ask a clarifying question.
Sure.
So there's some guys who have played over the last 5 years that may or may not have some, or may have not left on the best of terms.
Sure.
The West Virginia University. How much of a factor does that play into? Is it their tenure as a Mountaineer specific? Is it their ability to play the game of basketball right now?
Blue and gold uniform. You got to picture right. them here. So, and sadly, a lot of this group were one-year guys, a couple of two-year guys, but it's amazing how many I think we'll pick that were just a Mountaineer 1 year and was somewhere else. So we've got to factor in their time as a Mountaineer and not other schools.
Okay, I'm ready. I will take the first pick.
All right, you're on the board, and your first pick is?
Call it recency bias. I don't care. I'm going with Javon Small.
It's a solid pick. it really is. I mean,
you see what he did at the combine, knocking 46 threes in a row down?
Amazing. Yeah. Not shocking, but awesome to see. All Big 12 guy. May not get drafted, and it doesn't affect him being arguably at this pick of being the first pick in the 5 years. And it might be recency bias, but it's...
what a year he had, man.
What a year he had, what he was asked to do, probably the most asked of anybody in our list. And he came through and left it all out there. So great first pick. I am going to go with the second pick, a guy who is in the NBA. I'm going to go with Deuce McBride. So we'll just get the point guards taken care of. I mean, the loudest I've been in the Coliseum is his dunk in the season finale against Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
And just an amazing year. Yeah, it was in half-empty gyms, but worthy of getting drafted and moving on, and now still in the 3-1 lead for the Knicks. So that's amazing. So I'm going to go with Deuce. So that takes kind of the drama out of that.
Yep. I was either going Javon or him. And I mean, speaking of what he's doing with the Knicks, I mean, he's getting fourth quarter minutes. It's amazing.
Clutch end of the game minutes. It was awesome to see last night. And so I'm going to go second round, and I'm going with I got to go with, in the worst season, I'm going to go with Jesse Edwards. I think in the bigs category, it's a little more sparse. I think we can get some good guards in later rounds. So I'm going to go with a guy. Yes, he was injured for a number of games, but what he did and what he was asked to do in that crazy season, it was impressive. He played a couple of minutes for the Timberwolves this year, but in the roughest spot. And what he is capable of and what he did in that season when they only had like 7 or 8 guys. I'm going to go with Jesse Edwards, which is wild to pick a guy in the second round from the worst team. But I got to do that. So Jesse, for me, now you've got 2 picks.
Okay, I like it. I am going to go with Derek Culver.
Oh, that's a good one.
Lefty. I like it. Let's get some boards. He obviously had some... He had a good run here. He really did. Part of that team with Deuce. So I almost paired them, but I'm going with him and Javon. And then and I pick again, right? I'm going to take the one and only. I think you're a fan of this guy. You're a fan of most of these guys, but following you a little bit, I'm going to go with Eric Stevenson.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Another 1 year guy. His team made the tournament, bouncing around in the G League, will be on the best Virginia roster. But again, another one of those guys, 1 year, made a big impression in his 1 year. I heard there's a statue outside the Coliseum of Stevenson.
Man.
But great guy. Him and Javon would be a confident backcourt.
That's for sure, yeah.
Yeah. Your thoughts on DC versus Edwards, if you had to pick, and Culver, that's who I had the in between of. Like, it's those two as your five. Culver was all Big 12, and yet I went with Edwards in a like a potential thing. Who did you have higher, DC or Jesse?
I did have DC higher, but yeah, Edwards was right behind him. And then, you know, I think, oh my gosh, that team, till the day I die, I'll be thinking of if Huggs was here to coach that team with the amount of talent that that team had, man, like, oh my goodness. And if they stayed healthy and the whole, you know, waiver process with Raekwon, it was a mess.
It was an absolute mess. But very, you're putting together a good team so far. I've got two picks. I'm going to go with another kind of limited. I'm going with the swing guy, two stints at WVU. I'm going with Emmett Matthews for the vibes, for the eyes. Like his return in that year with Stevenson just did everything. Not a glue guy, because I think he was better than a glue guy, but just really was composed, leadership. I really like his vibes, and that's why I've got him. And there's just not a lot of guys in that kind of – I mean, you might end up with three guards. I don't want to tell you – I don't want to hear who you're going to have at the three spot, but I'm going to go with Emmett. And then I'm going to come back around with my running mate with Deuce. – And oh, this is tough. It's another pick one. And I think you would probably have the same dilemma. I'll be interested to hear what you think. I'm gonna go with Taz Sherman.
Ah, yep.
It was between him and McNeil, and I think Taz can. Sean's a better shooter. Taz can be that get a bucket guy on a team that really Deuce is my only creator so far. So I've got to get another creator. And Taz was a unique player for WVU. Not a big assist guy, but I like what he brings as far as go get a bucket. Taz could do that.
Yep. That's where I was going.
I figured. What do you think? Was it between him and Sean for you, or you don't have to say?
No, I'm going to tell you who.
All right. So lay it on me. What you got?
Well, let me hear your, because I'm curious if you have the same one as me. What your favorite Emmett Matthews memory?
Oh, well, I got smoked on the internet in my favorite memory. It was the bad team. He was a freshman.
The dunk against.
And he dunked against Tariq Owens.
Yep, thank you.
In Kansas City. And I said that I didn't even at Tariq Owens. And then he reminded me of how bad the WVU team. I tried to say it was bad. And then all of the Texas Tech fan base, it felt like, came after me. So
no way.
I understand that. I deserve that. But yes, it's still my favorite Emmett Matthews moment.
Yeah, oh, for sure. That got me going, man. That was nuts.
So great.
And then Texas Tech went on to the national title. So
that's right. And it was a nightmare season for West Virginia, but they won that day. And sure they did. And Emmett Matthews did do that to Tariq Owens. So
that's exactly right. All right. I am going to go with, it was between Taz and this next guy. I'm going with, so we got two from that bad team. I'm going Raekwon Battle.
You're going Battle.
I'm going Battle here.
They have same vibe. Taz and Raekwon, similar wavelengths. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Offensive guys. I don't know. Who would you pick defensively between Taz and Raekwon?
Oh my gosh. Who would Huggins pick?
Oh, I don't want to know that either. I think he would. I don't think he would. I think he'd ask maybe for a third option.
Maybe Raekwon. He probably has a little more. I don't even know what he has a little more of, but a little more length.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So you go with Raekwon.
Now I'm filling out my starting five.
Your
here.
Fifth starter. You've got Javon, Culver, Stevenson, and Raekwon. Who's your fifth guy?
The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You're listening to this podcast. You're a WVU fan. You go to Uncommon Goods, type in West Virginia University. They've got drinking glasses. They got a throw pillow. You can get a cheese board in the shape of West Virginia, all sorts of cool stuff. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com /musket. That's uncommongoods.com/musket for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
I'm between two. I need someone, you know, to play, I guess, about the four. I'm between two. I'm going to go. My list says one thing, even though my heart says another. So I don't know what I should do here. I think I'm going to go with. I'll do it. First controversy, controversial one of the day. I'm going Jalen Bridges.
Wow. That's not controversial.
He left us for Baylor.
That is true. That would make it controversial. But when Oscar left and he kind of filled in his role beside Culver playing small ball four, I enjoyed that experience. And I know it didn't end with him in Morgantown.
Yeah.
But that's not that 4A starting five. And you could go through this list outside of a few and say, they were at this place, or like it's tough.
True.
And we're going to have JB's not going to be the only one on the list, I'm guessing, that went to another school after WVU. I mean, I picked Emmett, he went to Washington, but he didn't come back. But JB, that's a solid starting five. Javon at the one, Stevenson at the two. Well, I bet you're playing Eric at the three, Battle at the two, JB at the four, and Culver at the five. I like it. That's we'll compare teams when we get to the end. So my last starter, I need a four. And so that makes it easy for me. It's going to be Gabe Osaboyan.
I knew you were going to take Gabe.
Gabe is my glue. I don't see it. You know, Jesse is protecting the rim, but I need the glue guy, and Emmett and Gabe. I like that feeling. Gabe Osaboyan, high ratings from the Mountaineer fans. And I was a big Gabe fan. So should he be a starter? I don't know, but I want him as a starter on my fantasy team. So I'm going with Gabe as the five. And so my first sub, I need some offense, and I'm going to go with, no, I tell you what,
getting interesting.
I'm going to go with last year's team. I'm going to go with Imani Hansberry as my first guy off the bench. Him and Gabe kind of both sides of the coin. Like, Imani's giving that outside shooting. Gabe's getting you rebounds and that tough defense. So him getting minutes for Gabe, I like that. They could play like 20 minutes each. I feel good with it. So Hansberry for me is my sixth guy. What you got?
All right. I like that one. I almost went Imani as well.
Interesting.
Instead of going with Jalen Bridges, but I did not, obviously. So I like that pick. All right.
You're filling out your bench. Who's your first guy?
Off the bench for me will be, give me Keedy Johnson. I need some defense.
Oh, that's a good one. Good off the bench guy. Three-year guy. One of the rare three-year guys on our list.
Yeah. All right. And next, let's go with, getting interesting here. Let's go with Trey Mitchell.
Oh, interesting. In the controversial pick?
Yes.
He did leave us for Kentucky. That's a business move. Totally understand it. Also, didn't help that the coach was gone, and that's how he leaves. So it not that those guys, man. I don't know how you feel about once a Mountaineer, always a Mountaineer. That gets muddied in this era. I understand. I didn't feel bad when Trey Mitchell, when the coach is fired, goes to another place and he goes to Kentucky. I mean, that I don't feel bad about that. So yeah. Trey Mitchell, but some people are not the same, and some people, but that's, you're getting good offense. He had a good year in the Golden Blue.
He did.
Yeah. Okay, so back to me, and I've got my last two picks. Oh, my gosh. And we've got, this is going to be difficult because, I'm going on vibes. Oh, I'm going to go Sean McNeil. I don't know how controversial that is, but when he was on, and I like that coming off the bench. And then I'm getting, this is not recency bias, I just can't have a fantasy team of the last 5 years without including Sincere Harris.
Okay.
I got to do it. Like, he's going to come in, I can picture like an assistant coach, like holding him back as he's entering the game, I'm like foaming at the mouth. And just comes in and just, he's got 5 fouls to work with coming off the bench, and he's going to be crazy. So my favorite player from this last year's team, I'm going with Sincere Harris to finish out my roster.
That's solid. That is a solid squad you got there.
Like, just go in and not do what you did as a starter, but be less concerned about fouling. That's what I want from Sincere Harris. Like, totally in his element. All right, so you got one more pick.
I've ran into a bit of an issue because, well, let me just be front with you. I do not want to take Oscar Tshiebwe. And apparently you didn't either.
The most controversial pick. I didn't feel good doing that.
You didn't feel good doing it?
Nope.
I'm going to match that. This is going to be fun because we picked 16 guys and he's not making the team. So I'm not doing it. I'm going to go. I feel like I need a big though. That's the problem.
Right.
I ain't got knee on my list, but we're gonna play real small. And I'm gonna go with I have to take a I don't have any bigs. I'll take Quinn.
Wow, that is not controversial. And Quinn Slezinski has to come in and be electric, and if you've got it going, get it going. I like that idea from him. Not my favorite Mountaineer. Not interested. I mean, you've got Raekwon and Quinn, two guys that when you ask them about defense, I don't know. Do they give a blank look? Do they just look at you with disdain? I don't know. But could light it up. Like when he was on, he had a stroke. It was good. It just, Quinn Slezinski. So that's our teams. We'll recap them here in a second. But honorable mention, guys that did not make these teams. Yep. We've got, we got Jimmy Bell. We've got possible Kansas standout Pat Sumnick. We got Toby Oconee. We got Joe Toussaint probably would have a word with us why he didn't get on the list.
Yep.
Kirk Creasa.
I've got a name for you.
Hit me with it.
Malik Curry.
Oh, Malik. If Malik made the 16, he's with Quinn and Raekwon of, I don't know what he's doing defensively, but the man wanted the ball and he wanted to shoot the ball. Great name. Polly Polycab didn't make it. But that's the dilemma, right? We get to the end. Quincy
feels a little icky. Go ahead. Where's Tucker DeVries?
We're going to put him in the Oscar camp. I think it's too soon. I think anybody with that last name right now cannot be on a fantasy draft. That's my opinion. Neither of us did
out. You can bleep that out.
Not going to bleep it out. No, too soon. Too soon. I mean, as far as an 8-game resume, like a top 8-game resume for WVU of all 100%. Time.
100%.
Yeah. But that's, you get into picks 15 and 16 and you feel, I think that's the end point. I didn't know when I was saying 5 starters and 3 guys off the bench that that's where you, then you're getting into, we're getting in the Mowagi, we're getting into, you're getting into Malik Curry, shout out to Jordan McCabe, he didn't make it. But some good guys on there, but it's there. I think what you mentioned kind of bore out that, like, at the 10 spot, we feel all right, get a little bit lower. There's a little bit of a gap. And then after that, oh, then it feels, then you feel the 3 losing seasons in the 5 years and kind of the misses from a roster perspective. So,
right.
So let's recap Troy's team, Javon, Raekwon, Eric, Jalen Bridges and Derek Culver's as starters, coming off the bench, Keedy Johnson, Trey Mitchell, and Quinn Slezinski versus my 8 of Deuce McBride, Taz Sherman, Emmett Matthews, Gabe Osaboyan, Jesse Edwards, my starting 5 with Amani coming off the bench, Sincere Harris, and Sean McNeil. We've got our teams, Troy. We run those guys out on the court, 40-minute game. Who is the betting favorite between our teams?
I gotta go with myself, right? I don't know. I mean, I like your squad. I think I like the pairing of Deuce and Taz, the familiarity there with one another.
I see a lot of mirror images. I mean, you go Deuce and Javon. That's not mirror, but
right.
That's very close. You've got
right. Taz. If they ended up on the same team, we had a problem.
Exactly. Exactly. Taz and Raekwon, that's an interesting matchup. Stevenson and Matthews. Like, it's, I think this is fairly even. I don't think it's a pick'em game, but I think your team has the bigger potential to put like a 12-0 run together with JB and Raekwon and Eric. I mean, just Javon, all of them have heater moments in games where it's like any one of those guys can put together a 9-0 run. I've got Taz and I've got, but it's nice that I've got Harris and you've got Keedy Johnson, because those are same kind of defensive vibes. You've got way more offense and your team is way less interested in defense. So I would bet the over in this game for sure. But I think overall this says not the worst 5 years you want to have in your head, 4 coaches in 4 years, trauma, panic button. But when you look at this decade, it hasn't been, it's been better, but it's been worse too. I think that's what we can get from this exercise.
Yeah. What I got out from it too was, again, like I started, I said, I have 20 guys on a list. And I mean, obviously there was a shot that you weren't going to say someone, you were going to say someone that wasn't on the list, but every name that we said was on my list. And so it was expected.
Yeah. No honorable mentions other if you wanted to go out on a limb and get a guy that either too soon or we have bad. I mean, I don't want to speak for you, Troy. Bad feelings even to this day about leaving due to personal reasons in the middle of a season and ended up somewhere else. Naming any names, but
no names.
Yeah. All right, dude. Well, this has been fun. I'll put this out on the internet a few days after I post this episode. We'll see what the internet thinks. But Troy, definitely come back. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for joining me on Unreasonable Doubt, a podcast about West Virginia University basketball.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. It was a blast. This was fun. And, you know, it'd be that. I know Deuce McBride ain't going to play, maybe not Javon, but that'd be a pretty solid TBT roster we put together there.
West Virginia, if you're listening, we gave you some names. Absolutely. Thanks, Troy.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. read posts about WVU sports, Daily Throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket. Big thanks to Troy for joining me on the podcast. You can find Troy's work at hailwv.com. You can find him on X at tvancamp22, TVANCAMP22. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt, WVU. For the 2025-2026 season, they have 0 wins and they have 0 losses.